Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest. He's our U.S., China, and education consultant, former state superintendent of schools, and state mental health director, among other titles. And that is Tom Watkins. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm great tonight, Jack. How you doing?
Well, just fine. In one of your many contributions to Dome magazine, you outline some of the tough choices that have to be made. And everyone says they want to have certain things done in this state. The question is, are they willing to pay for it? And where are they willing to cut if they are not?
Well, certainly Governor Snyder coming in, as Governor Granholm over the last 8 years, can have some tough decisions to make. Tomorrow, the President's Budget Deficit Reduction Commission is coming out with its final recommendations. And there's some tough choices, as you've pointed out. Are we going to raise taxes, or are we going to cut granny Social Security and Medicare and remove such things as that precious interest mortgage deduction that all of us get to make off of our home? But the fact is that the state, the federal government, and our local governments are in, I think the technical term, maybe our new budget director would call it this, is deep doo-doo. The state is overspending, has a budget deficit going into the next fiscal year of nearly $2 billion. At the federal level, we have a $14 trillion budget deficit. That means every 40 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends, we're borrowing it. Borrowing 40 cents on every dollar, and no family could continue in such thing, and the state and the feds are going to have to make some very tough choices.
Tom, where do we ever get the idea there was such a thing as a free lunch when it comes to government?
Well, you know, I think everyone thinks that prosperity is right around the corner. Happy days are going to be here again. In fact, one thing that I'm very concerned is that the University of Michigan has come out with its new economic forecast for 2011 and 2012, and they're predicting, you know, an uptick of employment, but for both years. But the fact is we're coming out of a bottom basement that's fallen out. Our economy has imploded over the last decade. We've lost nearly a million jobs in this state. It feels like a billion. It's going to be very difficult. And what I'm afraid of is that the legislature, like the old, is just going to kick the can down the road, saying, "Oh, you know, happy days are here again. We're going to have an uptick in employment. We're not going to have to make these tough choices." And I'm hoping that the new governor and the new legislative leaders are going to say, "No, we're going to find the bottom, and then once we've reached solid ground, we're going to begin to rebuild the state." Because what I believe has transpired over the last decade, and certainly the last 8 years, is we've tried to rebuild the state on a cloud. And you can't rebuild until you reach solid pay dirt and have a solid foundation on which to build again. And you can't do that when you're spending money that you don't have.
Well, I thought you did a great job in this piece, really hammering home the value to every American citizen. And people talk about $14 trillion. That's monopoly money. Nobody can deal with that, and no one's ever had it. But when you talk about a $47,000 debt for every man, woman, and child in America, that's more than most people incur getting a college degree.
Yeah, or more than most people in Michigan make in a single year. So basically you're going to work probably a year and a half of your life for free if you're an average wage earner in this state, just to pay off the federal debt. And that's just not good. We're borrowing money from the Chinese and the Japanese and others in order to keep up our standard of living. And I don't think many of us are feeling like our standard of living is particularly good now. And like a family, the state, the feds, and our local units of government are going to have to make some tough decisions. Because I don't think there's any appetite, Jack, for anybody to have their taxes increased at this point in time. Mm-hmm. And certainly there's nobody at the state level that's willing to see their taxes increase until, as we've talked before, we deal with the new three R's, and that is restructure, reform and what Governor Snyder has said so well, to reinvent this state.
There has been an exercise online in the New York Times website where you can go through and try to balance the budget yourself, and you can actually decide what you're going to cut and what you're going to keep. And people who say, well, we're going to cut this, we're going to cut this, we're going to cut this, it's like the people who say, we're going to do away with government waste. And they find out that that is 1/1,000th of 1% of the problem. It takes a little bit more than that. Are you optimistic that people are going to have the political will to make these hard decisions?
Well, yeah, I am, because I believe that people avoid change until they can avoid it no longer. And I think we've reached that point, or we're very close to it here in this state and at the national level. You can't continue to live on make-believe forever. And we're doing that in this country and in this state. And until and unless you get up there and fix the hole in the roof, the rain keeps coming in. Pretending to fix the problem doesn't fix the problem. And that's why I said is that, as you point out in that exercise in the New York Times, perhaps we should do one here at the state level, because,
right,
you know, it's the same thing. Governor Granholm and the legislature have a very tough job to do. People,
there are only so many areas they can cut, Tom.
Well, there are so many areas you can cut, and it's, you know, it's that, that there was an editorial cartoon in the New York Times as well, and in one the one caption, the guy says, take it from the other guy. In the next caption, it says, take it from the other guy. In the third, it says, take it from the other guy. And then the news reporter comes back on and said, we've reached a consensus to balance the budget. We're going to take it from the other guy. You know, sooner or later, these cuts impact all of us. When we cut, we're seeing it right now, when we're not putting money into the roads.
Right.
Most of us are paying a kind of a hidden tax,
right,
as we go to get a new front-end alignment or replace that tire that splits as we hit that mind-numbing pothole for the third time as we're driving into work in the morning.
The same is true in education, and that has even longer range impact, I think.
It does, and one of the things that I'm pleased about when I hear from Governor Snyder, and again, it's all talk now because he's Governor-elect,
right,
Snyder, he hasn't made the decisions yet, but he understands that it's more than just about cutting.
Right.
We have to cut, we have to reform, and we have to reinvent the state, and I think that's a positive sign as we move forward.
Tom Watkins, former state superintendent of schools, a state director of mental health. He knows of what he speaks with multiple state government positions and now does a great job with Dome Magazine. Tom, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Always great to be with you, Jack. Thank you.